he assumed office in 2017, all the cases filed by the ESWA NDC government against our ministers of the Kufuor government and other appointees have been contested fully in the court and won. We secured acquittals through the court, not by resorting to delay tactics, in the hope that an Akufo-Addo appointed attorney general would come and withdraw the cases and procure an acquittal. I speak from experience as I personally conducted some of the cases. Other lawyers within our ranks, including my deputy, my colleague deputy attorney general, also handled same. I must state that it is clearly unprecedented for an attorney general to hold a press conference and subject his predecessor in office to abuses and peddle falsehood in the manner displayed by Dr. Dominic Aine. I'm constrained to set the record straight, to unveil the half-truths and manipulation of facts for well-meaning Ghanaians to decipher the true intentions of the NDC government acting through the current attorney general and withdrawing charges against leading members of the NDC. One, it is necessary to indicate at the outset that the decision to charge a person with a criminal offense, especially the high-profile cases, an issue which has serious implications for the public peace, involved a prosecutorial discretion exercised pursuant to painstaking investigations conducted by duly authorized investigative authorities of state, inquiries and extensive deliberations by career prosecutors in the office of the attorney general, who indeed proceeded to conduct the cases themselves. I continue to be grateful for the advice I received from the hardworking attorneys at the AG's office, investigators, and my able deputies, Mr. Afretia Eboa and Ms. Dana Snoma Dapa, on the cases we personally initiated in office, and the many others that have been commenced by my distinguished predecessor, Madame Gloria Efua Ekufo, which we continued. We cherish the robust discussions and debates we had whilst professionally moving forward with each of those cases. The nation would note that Dr. Aine and other leading figures in the NDC and the government of the day were counseled in many of the cases he has discontinued. I say that indeed it is not uncommon for defense counsel as Dr. Aine and other NDC personalities were, looking at the same set of facts to come to different conclusions, informed by their varying understandings of the law and, of course, the undeniable political considerations they hold. However, I dare say that in taking decisions as monumental as withdrawing those cases, the only consideration has to be the national interest, and not that of defense counsel. The analysis I make of the reasons advanced by Dr. Aine will expose the questionable intent behind the withdrawal of the criminal cases. Dr. Aine's unfounded allegation insinuating unethical conduct on my part in the conduct of the ambulance trial, the public versus Kassel, Tuforsen, and two others is highly disingenuous and rather, unfortunately, recaps the series of falsehoods persistently published by foot soldiers of the NDC and other uninformed members of society.